Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Smashed back down by Petrangelo. Both Brown and Carter led the club with 8 power play goals. Stop! Oh, my God! The ball is a shorthanded goal to win it! Alexander Steen! Goodbye! Goodnight! Game over!
That goal was from 2013 against the Kings, a shorthanded goal by Alexander Steen, who retired earlier today. It was a shorthanded goal, if I remember correctly.
Shorthand, OT winner, Stoltz.
He picked the pocket there on Jonathan Quick?
Yeah, Quick, he thought he was going to go right. He zigged when he should have zagged, BT,
well,
took the puck.
Never do that.
Right into the open cage, boys.
Well, somebody that was on that team witnessed that goal firsthand, Barrett Jackman, who joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. What's up, Jax?
Not much, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing really well. So, obviously, Alexander Steen, we're doing a lot of reflection today on him. What do you miss about being in a locker room with a guy like Alexander Steen?
Everything. He's a character guy, a huge team leader, just fun to be around at all times, very dedicated when he's at the rink. He's first one at the rink. He's on the bike. He's working his butt off, and he's the guy's guy. He's always laughing. He's always including everybody. One of my favorite teammates of all time, and salt of the earth.
Yeah, Jax, it's no secret, right? And it's hard to really express how important guys like Steiner are. And you came in an era where the old school mentality was very, very important. And, you know, you kind of pay that forward to the next group of guys. Well, Steiner, I was telling these guys earlier, Steiner had his dad who played in the NHL forever. So he had that old school mentality, and yet he's carried that all the way through till the current date. How much an advantage is that for a team to have that as far as part of their culture while they try to build a championship team?
Yeah, it's huge. Not a lot of people kind of get to know what the old school mentality is. And like you mentioned, he was in a locker room with his dad when he was, just a small boy and, hanging out with Big Walt before Big Walt was even Big Walt. So, but he knew the importance of team chemistry, making sure everybody was included. After practice, every once in a while, he's like, all right, we're all going, we're grabbing lunch. You could have a beer, you could have 2, you could have 10, but everybody's got to go for at least one. And that's, something I learned from guys like Chaser and yourself and, just listening to stories about Bobby Plager. Steiner came in, he didn't have to teach him that. He knew it. And he really, even a couple of weeks ago, he was the guy that was making sure that everybody, was at the rink, was comfortable. Everybody was included. And it's definitely going to be missed.
Jax, those are the things, man. When I hear stuff like that about, hey, everybody's involved. You're going to be here. You're going to like it. This is what we do. We know that sports are changing across the board. Like, we know that rivalries that we used to have where teams hated each other, now you're seeing bro hugs before games. And it's, okay, it feels different. But the stuff that you're talking about right there, do those teams still win? Like, that stuff needs to continue throughout. And that's where all of the stuff, as Ribs was saying, the relationships that are built, the learning how he did it, now I pass that on. Do you believe that still will continue and still can continue in sports nowadays?
I think so. As long as you still, kind of instill and you pass along that, that knowledge and that experience. You look at a guy like, Steiner and hanging out with O'Reilly, you see it in O'Reilly and a guy like Bozak. And there's the younger guys that are coming in that are learning. And you could see it in their face and you could see it in their mannerisms that they want to be like those guys. They grew up in a different era. They were playing video games or they're on different dating, apps and all that. But, they still look up to those older guys and they want to be like them. So that's a good sign for, for a Blues team that has a great mix of young and old.
All right, Jack. So the Blues lose Petro this offseason. J-Bo, obviously for health reasons, is at least done for now, probably forever, but at least for now. And Alexander Steen now retires. And we talked about it earlier. I don't want to call it a void, and Brad had a great mention. He said a transfer of leadership, but there is going to be a need for guys to step up. And how important is that for guys like O'Reilly and Bozak and other players now to carry the torch for those guys, specifically a guy like Steiner?
Yeah, you know, those guys that you mentioned, you know, O'Reilly, Bozak, you know, it gives an opportunity for Parayko to step up and be a presence not only on the ice but away. And he's got a great personality. He's a fun guy to be around. And Robert Bortuzzo, he's a guy that has that leadership ability. And, you know, he shows it. He maybe doesn't get recognized for it because he's not in the lineup every night. But he's definitely a guy that, you know, could step up and take on a lot of that void that Steiner and Petro are missing. He's a guy that, you know, keeps everybody together and keeps things light, but also comes with that business-like mentality when needed.
Bear Jackman, former Blue, joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. All right, Barrett, most underrated aspect of Alexander Steen's game?
Whew, jeez. You know, as a teammate, I appreciated everything. You know, I think it was just his hockey knowledge, his vision on the ice. He makes some plays that, you know, he might be a step ahead of a lot of different people. And, you know, he's scored a lot of goals. He's been a number one, you know, player on the team. And he's also, like we saw in the cup run, he had to, you know, take on that, you know, that fourth line role. But he's a bit of a chameleon with adapting to whatever is put on his plate, and you know, you love him for it.
So, Jax, now obviously, like, you are early into your retirement. I'm quite washed up and into my retirement for about a decade now. Alexander Steen is now going to be a new member of the Blues alumni. We're hoping he gets healthy enough to win us some charity games at some point. But that being said, what if you could offer any advice to Alexander Steen about this process and about stepping away from the game, what is something just real simple that you could tell him that will help him at least get through these next couple weeks?
I don't know. You never passed on any information to me, so I'm still waiting for your wisdom there. But
I thought you'd just keep playing forever. That's why, Jax.
Yeah, not with this body. you know, it's just to find something that you know, you enjoy, and you know, right now, I mean, it's coaching youth hockey and taking my daughter to horseback riding. And but, you know, you really appreciate the time with the family, but you also have to find some time for yourself, too. So, Steiner's got the two little ones now, and, you know, his two boys back in Sweden, too. So, I'm sure he's going to be busy for quite a while. And but, you know, I'll definitely be calling for a lot of lunches and coffees here pretty quick.
Jack, just a step back from the retirement phase, but the decision side of it. And we spent some time talking about Steiner and the back and just all the struggles that he went through. And when you know your body can't do it anymore, it's time, but the decision is tough. Like, how, even for you, and you joked about it, not with this body, but like, even when your body was telling you no, how difficult of a decision was it to say, that's it, that's all I got?
Yeah, it's real tough. You know, I kind of struggle with it too. I got bought out by Nashville, and I was having some hip problems throughout the summer and wasn't sure how serious it was, and had a couple offers of you know, maybe signing as a 7th, 8th D-man and maybe going to the minors. But you know, I went to the gym a few times and you know, felt like I was feeling pretty good, and then I could barely walk the next day. So it was kind of to that point where, you know, maybe I could go and make it through training camp and maybe find some miracle cure. But, you know, in my head, I knew exactly the time was past. But it's hard to let go, especially, you know, knowing that you're not going to be going to the rink every day and hanging with your buddies you know, having those, you know, the brotherhood. So that's the toughest part about retiring, is just not having your, you know, your built-in family there every day.
That's why the Blues alumni here is so great, Jax. We still get to pick on each other at least a couple times a week, if not at least a couple times a year. We play some charity games. But biggest question I have for you, Jax, is I know you built a new house. I was quite fond of your old house. I was quite fond of the doghouse that you had out back. And for those who are listening don't know what the doghouse was, Jax had a separate garage detached, and on top of it, he built literally like a dive bar. It was incredible. And it was named the doghouse. And so you can imagine that going to the doghouse you'd think would be negative. It's not. It's quite positive.
Not in my case.
Not in that case. But now the big question with the new house, did we please tell me we have another doghouse?
There is a the basement, so it's called the underdog.
There we go, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, somebody may have put a stripper pole up in there for a birthday party there.
If you need me to come by and do a dance, I'm always available.
It's removable, so if it gets in your way behind the bar, then we'll take it out for you.
Well, I want to make sure I'm gonna put on a few pounds. I'd want to tear that thing out of the ceiling on you.
Hey, Jax, always a pleasure. We appreciate the time and the reflection on your former teammate, Alexander Steen. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime.